You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
La Crosse City Council voted last night to enact an ordinance creating a city administrator position. The new role will split duties with the mayor's office. The city council also took action on a number of items that worked their way through committees, such as redistributing capital funds for airport maintenance and a measure that allows the city to operate a downtown parking system. Council members also voted on several bids for construction projects around La Crosse. In addition, over a dozen committee appointments were made. The two people who were found dead in a Monroe County river have been identified. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said that the deaths of the two people, a man and a woman, were caused by accidental drowning. After the two people went missing Saturday night, a body was found in the water Sunday afternoon near the Backwater Bar and Grill. According to a release, authorities were able to find both bodies in the water Sunday. Investigators said that they had conclusive evidence, including video, that the deaths were accidental. Several bills affecting education are currently in the state Senate. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
A Republican-authored bill in the Wisconsin Senate would require school districts to include a good faith estimate to the property tax impact of a past referendum on a single-family residence. The Senate Education Committee also took testimony Tuesday on related legislation to restrict how often school districts can propose operating referenda. Another bill would require school boards make textbooks, curricula, and instructional materials available for inspection by district residents.
An additional bill would eliminate future recurring referendums for school districts. More students are getting to class in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
New data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found most students are missing school less often year over year, but students from low-income families are still missing school at a higher rate. According to the data, overall chronic absenteeism dropped by about 2% from the 2022-23 school year to last school year. The overall rate last year was 17.7%, but the data found students from low-income families are still missing more than 1 in 10 days of school at a rate of 29.5%.
You can see more information on the Wisconsin DPI website. Wisconsin is investing in preserving agricultural land through the Farmland Preservation Program. The program gives landowners a $10 per acre tax credit if they meet certain agricultural conservation requirements. Katie Abbott of the Iowa County Land Conservation Department said it's a bit of help financially for farmers in Wisconsin.
It's just a really great way for landowners to get one-on-one conservation help and get a little financial incentive to help protect the soil and water that we all depend on.
Wisconsin's $105 billion agricultural economy provides 11% of the state's employment. The program increases tax credits by over 30% for eligible land. Administrators at Wisconsin high schools voted at the WIAA's annual meeting to require spectators ejected from events to take a free online course in sportsmanship. The course, offered by the NFHS, takes less than 1 hour to complete. It's in addition to a previous rule requiring any ejected spectators to serve a one-game suspension from events at the venue they were tossed from. The requirement goes into effect at the end of May. The Wisconsin State Patrol's May Law of the Month is Share the Road. Whether it's motorcycles, bicycles, and other smaller vehicles, if you're driving a larger vehicle, be on the lookout. Also remember to be sharing the road with farm equipment and other slow-moving vehicles. For more information, you can visit the Wisconsin DOT website. A proposal for a new license for highly skilled nurses is back up in the legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The bill would create a new license for highly qualified nurses so they could practice on their own without needing to partner with a doctor. This has been a point of discussion for years, as Wisconsin nursing advocates have said nurses can help in the provider shortage. And the legislature has passed this bill before, but twice now, Governor Tony Evers has vetoed it, saying the standards weren't strong enough. So new requirements have been added to this version. Democratic Senator Calder Royce.
We know that too many Wisconsinites in every part of the state struggle to access affordable, high-quality health care. And that's really what this is about. That's why we were all able to come together. Advanced practice nurses provide excellent, high-quality health care. And this bill will enable them to do that to even more patients.
Republican Senator Patrick Teston.
I'm hopeful it's going to have a speedy route throughout the legislature and hopefully signed into law so we can become the 28th state in the country that recognizes the incredible work our APRNs do on a day-to-day basis.
Teston says they have a deal in place with the governor and he plans to sign it this time.
The measure was brought up in the previous legislative cycle. The dry weather is raising wildfire risk in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The fire danger remains very high today and throughout the entire weekend. It's pretty much going to stay that way until we get some more substantial rainfall. So avoid outdoor burning. So far, the DNR has responded to over 650 wildfires that have burned over 2,200 acres this year.
The next chance of rain in our local forecast is in the middle to end of next week. Sunny skies will carry over well into next week. Highs for the next several days will be right around 80 degrees in the Coulee region, with clear skies and sun into early next week. Winds pick up a bit Sunday into Monday, and there's a slight chance of light showers going into the middle of next week. Highs in some places could get into the upper 80s in southwestern Wisconsin by early next week. Our next best chance of precipitation happens Wednesday into Thursday of next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Milwaukee heads to Florida for a three-game series. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. After taking two of three games from the Houston Astros this week to get back to 500, the Brewers are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays for a three-game set this weekend. The Rays are currently on a three-game losing streak and sit five games below 500. Milwaukee is three games back in the NL Central. The NBA playoffs continue tonight. Last night, it was the Minnesota Timberwolves blowing past the Golden State Warriors 117-93 to even up the series at a game apiece. Tonight's games include the Pacers taking on the Cavaliers, where Indiana leads two games to none, and the Nuggets taking on the Thunder in a series currently tied at a game apiece. The NFL is announcing its schedule next Wednesday in full, but the league announced that it will release select games on its broadcast partners. Several games will be announced between CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN, as well as streaming platforms Amazon Prime and Netflix on Monday and Tuesday. The full schedule will then be announced Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the NFL Network. Lower-seeded teams in the WIAC Baseball Championship won both games yesterday as Platteville and Oshkosh advanced. They'll square off today. La Crosse and host Whitewater play in an elimination game to start things off today. One of those four schools will be crowned conference champion tomorrow afternoon at the end of the double elimination tournament. Today is the start of the WIAC Softball Championship at top-seeded Whitewater. Oshkosh is the number two seed. Both Whitewater and Oshkosh have a bye until tomorrow's semifinal round. Platteville takes on La Crosse, while Stevens Point gets Eau Claire. The winners today will play tomorrow in the semifinals, followed by the WIAC Championship game. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Just days after the president announced 100% tariffs on foreign films, there is serious pushback. According to Variety, the proposal is on shaky legal ground as the president has been using the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, which gives him power to regulate trade in times of national emergency. But a Georgetown law professor says a 1994 amendment says a president can't stop the flow of audiovisual media. Since announcing the executive order, the White House said nothing official has been decided. Maybe Trump will forget about tariffs altogether after his failed run at the papacy. Keeping it papal, we have a new pope. But fun fact, according to The Hollywood Reporter, cardinals in Rome watched the movie Conclave as a research tool to help them in selecting the new pontiff. Politico reports that many cardinals called the film remarkably accurate. Coincidentally, the new pope's last name is not Fiennes, Lithgow, or Tucci. A new book about the show Better Call Saul reveals an interesting journey for the character of Saul Goodman. The character was first introduced on Breaking Bad before receiving its own spinoff, Better Call Saul. The role elevated actor Bob Odenkirk's career to a new level, although he probably would have gotten there anyway. The book, Saul Goodman v. Jimmy McGill, the complete critical companion to Better Call Saul, reveals that AMC wanted producers of Breaking Bad to scrap the Saul Goodman character altogether, but the producers stuck to their guns. Saul first appears in season 2 of Breaking Bad, but before he went by that moniker, he was Jimmy McGill, as we learned in the prequel, Better Call Saul. Also a fun fact, the Saul Goodman character was almost played by actor Michael McKean, who played Jimmy McGill's older brother Chuck, also a lawyer on Better Call Saul. I realize this only makes sense if you are a fan of both shows. If you've got 800 smackers burning a hole in your pocket, you could see Jerry Seinfeld live. Seinfeld will be performing at Madison's Overture Center on May 30th. I recommend going to the Overture Center's website, where tickets start anywhere from $70 to $90. But if you want to sit close enough to make sure Jerry flosses those piano keys, make sure you get your tickets off the Overture site, where they are a pricey $500, but still $300 cheaper than other outlets. If you're thinking about heading to Summerfest this year, make sure you check their website. Wednesday on Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy Navy told me a lot of acts have been added since the lineup was announced in February. This year's performers include The Killers, Def Leppard, Lainey Wilson, Gigi Perez, Billy Corgan, and his new band. And if you're feeling retro, check out the Isley Brothers, Rick Springfield, and Devo. The event takes place over the course of 3 weekends and opens in about 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s to around 80 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 52. Tomorrow, sunshine in the mid to upper 70s. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.